We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, joining us right now on the Toyota Hollywood Hotline is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. You can listen to him on his podcast, The GM Shuffle. It's available on Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Michael, thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we got to get to the big topic down here in South Florida. The Dolphins rebuild of and recently, of course, with Minka Fitzpatrick for a first round pick. What do you think about the game plan of the Miami Dolphins going forward?
I think the key operative word that you used is plan, right? And so oftentimes most organizations in the NFL hope they're going to turn things around. They don't plan to turn things around. And there's an old saying that says, never confuse hope for a plan. And I think they naturally have a plan. I mean, they're, you know, too often, and I wrote about this in my book, Gridiron Genius, too often teams, organizations think, hey, if we just get a better wide receiver, we get a better running back, we're going to be really good. No. You got to build an organization that's constructed with the right people, with the right players. It's not the most talented team that wins. It's the best team that wins, the team that plays together. And I think this is the plan. Look, Fitzpatrick, you know, we can say what we want. I think, to be honest with you, and I've read all the stuff about online, how he was the cleanest player in the draft, yeah, and he was a dominant player. I can't find it on the tape. So, you know, I don't know what tape people are watching. Pittsburgh gave up a really risky pick. If that was an NBA trade, if Pat Riley was making that trade, he would have lottery protected that pick for Pittsburgh.
That's true. It could be as bad. You know, listen, we already know where the Dolphins are hopefully going to be drafting. But if Pittsburgh, with that backup quarterback, doesn't have a good season, Dolphins could be picking twice in that first 10. You never know what could happen there. I do agree with you there. And Minka was praised a lot. And he did play, listen, at that nickel corner last year, I know he was one of the highest rated guys, according to Pro Football Focus. But once a guy wants
it. Can I stop you there?
Yes.
You and I could sit in a room with 20 NFL head coaches, and we could watch coverages on television. We could watch coverages on the tape. And we could have 20 NFL coaches. And I promise you, not any of the 20 coaches is going to really be accurate with the description of the coverage. Coverages in the NFL are the most complicated thing you can talk about. How it's deciphered, how it's broken down. So for an organization who's not in the building to evaluate coverages and then grade the player based on their evaluation of the coverages, it's really two misleading variables, which leads you to a completely false variable. So it's like I read about these people that talk about coverage on Twitter, and I laugh because you could be in a room. I had a guy from ESPN. I flew him out to Oakland when I was with the Raiders, and I said, okay, you've graded all these Raider players in coverage. Let's sit down and watch the tape. Let's go over the coverage here. And let me decide what you think you know about our coverage. He didn't know anything. And an hour after the meeting, I sent him home. So that whole thing, yeah, to me is completely wrong.
Okay.
Michael, let me ask you another question about all the things that the Dolphins are doing right now, the quarterback position. A lot of people think, do we know what order these guys are? Or we got, is Tua the lock to be the number one pick, or is there still a lot of work to be done before we decide who the best quarterback is?
I think there's still a lot of work to be done. Joe, I don't think it's really clear. I think you can't begin with the end in mind. I think you got to take some time and kind of work your way through it and see where this lands up. I didn't like Herbert in the first game of the year. I thought the offense, I thought Cristobal was sprinting him out. When you sprint a quarterback out and you cut the field in half for him, you're telling your opponent, you're telling everybody that he can't read the whole field, that you want him to high-low read things. You want to make it really easy for him, and that he can't do that. That was concerning to me, because if you have a great quarterback, you drop him back five steps, seven steps, whatever it is, and read half the field, but use the entire field to make plays. And they didn't do that in that game. That worried me. Now, I need to watch more, and you need to keep going. Tua runs an offense that I think, you know, is conducive to what's in the pros. His movement, his quickness, his athleticism is certainly going to allow you to be successful. So right now I would say Tui looks to be the better player, but I think we need more time.
All right. Let's talk about Jalen Ramsey for a second here. Says he wants to be traded. If they get a first-round pick, it's just not enough for as good as this guy is. How do you feel about Jalen Ramsey? How would you handle it if you're in Jacksonville's front office?
Well, I think this. I think, you know, I wrote about this on a website called The Daily Coach, which I write every morning. And when a player complains like this, that's really, you know, Mika to me was a different situation. This guy's been talking about this for a while. It's really about there's a lack of culture in Jacksonville, and I think they need to get it squared away. As for the value, you know, you've got 2 years left on a contract. You've got this year, plus you've got his option year next year. And then you're going to have to pay him a ton of money. You give up multiple number one picks. You're giving up two number one picks plus a ton of money, and you're getting a player that probably is never going to be happy. So I think he's a really good player, don't get me wrong. I wish he was easier to deal with and easier to manage, and that might be just a reflection of what Jacksonville does. I'm not sure about that. I don't know the kid personally. But he's going to get more than a first-round pick, there's no doubt.
Would you play him tonight if you were Jacksonville?
That's a great question. You know, all these rumors about him, you know, somebody had a rumor that two teams, one from the AFC, one from the NFC, offered first-round picks. If that were true, he wouldn't be playing tonight.
Right.
If that were true, he wouldn't be playing tonight. You know, I mean, that's why people on Twitter just crack you up. They can say anything they want, and then there's nothing to back it up, you know? It's like, oh, he's got, you know, two teams have a first round. No, of course. I mean, why would you play him if he did?
Yeah.
I agree.
Totally agree. Hey, the other topic, Eli Manning. And, of course, everybody's got an opinion on Eli, and I don't care about the Hall of Fame stuff. But Eli, get rid of him, trade him, or let him be the backup, and you trust him because he's a character guy that helped Daniel Jones get better. Which one do you fall under?
Well, I think that there's two words that are really probably the worst words in the English language, and it's too late to make a decision, too late to react. And I think that this is the Giants with Eli. I mean, since the ill-fated boat trip to Miami, the Giants are 8-26. That's with Eli at quarterback. You're not a franchise quarterback if you're 8-26. I think the Giants are 2 years late, really, removing Eli from the starting quarterback job. That being said, you got to keep him as a backup. I mean, his cap number's huge. It's cost you more money to trade him. You might as well just hold on to him. I mean, just a month, 2 months ago, right after the draft, they were talking, Dave Gettleman and John Mara were talking about giving an extension to him. So if that's the case, you know, obviously they didn't see his decline like I saw it and most of America did.
You know what we learned, Michael, from that? Don't let your wide receivers come down to Miami. It's never, never a good place. That boat with those babes down there is not good. Not a good combination.
Not when you bring half the wide receiver core with you.
Too many distractions, which I think is, you know, we laugh about this, right? If I were the president or GM of the Dolphins, to me, you got to build the right kind of team in Miami because there's a lot of distractions down there. You can get in a lot of trouble. So you better make sure you have players that love the game of football and just don't love what football gives them.
South Beach does it to you, Mike. That's exactly what happens. Not good for the NFL, Mike. Big Ben, Breeze, even the Eli situation, Sam Darnold with mono, Nick Foles, all these quarterbacks out. We got a lot of backups. We had a guy in Charlotte that literally me and Joe the other day had to go, who's that? Who might be starting this week for Cam Newton? Like, this isn't good for the NFL, right? All these backups coming in.
Well, I think if one of them emerges as a good player, I think Mason Rudolph could emerge as a really good player. I mean, Kyle Allen from Texas A&M, I mean, we'll see what he could do. I think it's smart for Carolina to get Cam off the field. Cam can't run. If Cam can't run, what effectiveness does he have? You know, you lose that. So, look, I think there's a chance for some of these younger players to take a step forward and play well. I think Rudolph played well last week, and when he filled in Seattle, had an interception that got tipped out of the receiver's hands. So, you know, one guy comes, another guy comes. That's the beautiful thing about the NFL is the uniforms typically don't change. The players' names on the back do, and there's always new stars being born every day.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know what? It seemed to me, Mike, I don't know if you saw it, Cam's not throwing the ball like he used to either. It's not coming out of his hand the same way.
It's nothing about Cam's the same way. I mean, since the MVP season, and I mean, we talk about this. I mean, it's really a problem. I mean, when you sit there and look at it, it's really a problem. I mean, he's not really throwing the ball very effectively. He doesn't move very well. And, you know, I think he's hurt. And I thought he was hurt at the beginning. When I saw the preseason game against the Patriots, I didn't think he was healthy. I was concerned about him then. and I'm still concerned about him. I mean, David Tepper, the new owner, came out this past January and said that, hey, we're going to protect our franchise. We're going to make sure he's healthy. And I think that's the reality that set in. You know, Ron Rivera is worried about his job security, understandable. And so he's trying to get his best players on the field. But Tepper's got to worry about his franchise. And I think that's what he's doing.
Michael, we've had some strange stories in football. You've been around and seen some things that never get out and stuff. But we were talking about a former first-round pick of the Miami Dolphins, Vontae Davis, quit at the end of the second quarter. And when I said, he said, I'm done, he meant it. He left at halftime and never came back with the Buffalo Bills. Can you top that one? Michael, is there anything that you can top with?
That's a tough one. No, I mean, I've been in the league 35 years. I've never seen a guy just put the white flag up at halftime. I've seen a guy probably, you know, like I've seen guys quit and they kept trying to play and you know, and do all that. I mean, there's a couple teams in the league right now that basically have stopped playing. And even though their season's only two games old, but that's a topper. I think that's almost like if I were to write that in a novel, I don't think people would believe it's actually true.
No, of course it wouldn't. The guy quitting at absolute halftime. All right, as someone who sat in that front office in the chair or next to the chair of the GM, making player personnel decisions and building teams and helping build teams, if I told you at the end of this season you're going to have maybe 13 draft picks, maybe even more, and $130 million, and you're going to rebuild this entire team, this is a GM's dream, right, to have all this in front of them?
No doubt, and I would use everything. I would go to the owner and I would say, look, we need to invest a ton of money into everything that we can possibly do to make sure we hit on these picks, whether it's the evaluation of the character, right, whether it's the evaluation. I mean, I'm going to make sure – I'm going to Stephen Ross and say, look, we got to do everything we can. And that doesn't mean we need more scouts. Actually, I think we need less scouts because I think too many opinions – create a situation where you pick the wrong player. Too many opinions of people that really don't understand pro football only dilute the product. They don't make it better. But you could really enhance it with the right mechanisms that you use, whether it's through analytics, whether it's through evaluation, through character assessment, all those things.
I'm glad you brought that up because if there's been one weakness, and I think you said that on purpose, Michael, I'm getting where I know you a little bit. We've done a terrible job off the field of finding out about guys that we draft and we pick up in free agency. Terrible.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, look, the first rule of scouting, Joe, is this. We need to find out more about the players before we pick them than after we pick them. That's right. The first rule of scouting. And when you you violate that rule, which the former president of that team down there just lived in that rule the whole time. I mean, he never did that. So when you do that, you're never going to have a very successful draft.
And with that all said, by the way, going into this next offseason, Chris Greer, I know he's got $130 million. I know he's got 13, 14. It could be 30 draft picks when it's all said and done. But that number one pick, if that's number one overall, that quarterback, that's going to be whether he keeps his job or not in 2 years, right?
There's no doubt. Right. I mean, but look, I mean, David Caldwell up in Jacksonville drafted Blake Bortles. Go through David Caldwell's top five picks up in Jacksonville, and he's maintained his job. So sometimes jobs in the NFL are more political than they are productive.
Yeah. No, that's true, too. Michael, we've seen it all. That calls for about six beers with you one night. That's good stuff.
Look, anytime you want, we'll do it in South Beach, you know?
That's right.
I mean, that would be awesome.
You
right?
And I out on the beach.
I can make a boat trip. I don't have to play that week.
Man, I don't either. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
guys.
It.
Bye-bye.
That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. We always love when Michael comes on with us. You can listen to Michael on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.